10-0-TR.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, stranger.
Hey, Mabel, how are you today?
Well, I thought that's who that was. Let me turn this radio down. Oh, pretty good, Wyatt. Just going to a regular doctor's appointment here, which isn't too far away from where I'm at.
Get my annual diabetes doctor visit today.
You had me scheduled for some kind of eye exam for that, which I don't have diabetes, thank God. And I told them to cancel it because I checked it at Clemson Eye all the time, so I hope I did the right thing.
It's actually about time for me to go back over there and have my annual eye. I tried for my birthday, and for some reason, gosh, I've just been, like, slammed with doing stuff.
I understand what the eyes have got to do with that, but it's got something to do with it.
Since like to attack your nerve endings, and oddly enough, you have nerve endings in your eyes. Apparently, it can cause blindness if you're, like, super-duper high on your sugars for a long period of time.
In that respect, Bernice has to check hers every day, but it's all around 100, isn't it, Bernice?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah. A few points above.
But every day I drive, and I just roll them a lot.
Yeah, I had a detached retina one time, and they had to weld it back up with a YAG laser. That's not exactly fun.
I'm on 14 again. I thought they were done with their paving campaign.
No, no, I haven't been up that way. After having this bypass surgery, we've been staying pretty close to home.
They may be paving the side roads now. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Well, I got to go to rehab this afternoon. And then I think Patrick was going to drop by if you get your chance during the time that I'm at home. I gotta go to this one, and then I gotta go to rehab at 2:30 and ride the bicycle, which goes nowhere.
Suffer no gain. That seems about right. Hey, you ever installed a tower before?
Say again?
Have you ever installed a tower before?
Oh, yes. Many years ago.
Can help me install a 40-footer?
I'm 77. I wouldn't be much use to you. Shoot. I'll tell you, there was one that the team from the Greer Amateur Radio Club put up the other day. It was just astounding. It was a 120-footer. Had to have a crane.
Thanks for that. And if I had actually been available, I really wanted to go up there and see what they were doing. Because Columbus is only, 15, 20 minutes from me.
When I was back in Kansas, and I didn't do it exactly right, didn't put it that way, but it never did fail me.
I'm going to do it the right way and order the short base from Ron, and I was talking to HRO, and they're like, oh, yeah, that part's only $190, and I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. But we'll have to get you the freight charge for it. And I'm like, okay. They gave me the freight charge. The freight charge is like $250. It was more than the price of the actual piece. And I'm like, maybe I can just drop, one of the sections a couple of feet, 3 feet into the ground and just build from there. I'll lose about 5 feet, but whatever.
We don't charge that on. I lost your signal for a minute.
So the short base is about $190, and they were going to charge almost $250 to ship it.
Well, that doesn't surprise me a whole lot. there's alternatives to doing everything perfectly, I guess you would say. Well, Wyatt, I got a back in here, and it's kind of iffy, and it's nice talking to you. I'd like to talk to you more about that if I catch you later. You have a great day, KJ4CTD, N0TR.
You're going to be out and about today. So, KJ4CTD, Mobile 73, N0TR.